This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of Facebook items of note today. The company has released its full set of what are known as community standards, what's okay and what's not okay to post on that platform. Also, the Cambridge Analytica saga continues. Today, whistleblower Christopher Wiley appeared before House Democrats in a closed-door hearing looking into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. On balance, then, kind of a middling week, really, for the company in its efforts to reassure users that their data is going to be safe. You know who's not really all upset by this whole thing, though? Companies that advertise on Facebook. Sandra Upson's a senior editor at Wired Magazine. She wrote about Facebook and its ads economy not too long ago. Sandra, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
All kinds of bad press for this company the last, like, month or so, and yet the advertisers are hanging around. What's your sense? How come?
Well, yeah, it's been an interesting time. I called up a bunch of different agencies, mostly the digital ones, and wanted to see what kind of reaction they were getting from their clients. And at the end of the day, they still loved Facebook. It's just the best product by far for what they want.
Is that because it's the 2 billion customer gorilla, if you will, the 800-pound gorilla in this case?
I mean, it boils down to the data for sure. Yeah, they have 2 billion people. No one else has that kind of reach. And they can target their ads better than anybody else, even if you take away some of the specificity, even if you take the sharpness off of its, well, that's the bad metaphor. I'll stop that.
Well, no, I get it. No, I get it. Because here's the deal. Facebook is better at doing this, is better at slicing and dicing its customer base than anybody else. And that then lets advertisers get more advertising bang for their buck, as it were.
Yeah, that's exactly the way it is.
Okay, so what happens if, as Zuckerberg said on the Hill last week, they do eventually roll in the European data privacy requirements that are coming as part of GDPR? What does that do to the, I guess, the worth, the value of the data that Facebook has?
There are a lot of questions still about how the European data regulations are going to change the options available. But what I found really interesting in my conversations with these ad agencies was that their clients didn't actually care too much if the product became a little less good at its job, as long as everyone had the same opportunities. You know, they said, okay, well, if you're going to take a little bit of a hit, that's fine. They still had more reach than anybody else.
And also, I would imagine that the quality of the data they would get under some kind of European data regime might be of higher quality, right? Because in theory, people are abiding by what Facebook is doing with the data.
Yeah, well, one of the changes that they're rolling out is they are requiring advertisers to provide email addresses for their customers that they acquired legitimately, so that they acquired, you know, with those customers' permission. And a lot of the advertisers are actually kind of happy, or at least this is what they tell me. They're happy that that's happening, that we're going to be a more upright and, you know, we're embracing proper practices that maybe should have been in place all along. So they're not upset to be less, you know, icky.
Right, right. I was going to use the phrase above board, but that's perhaps a bit pejorative here, right? Yeah, yeah. Absent these European privacy regulations, which Facebook says it's going to abide by, what do you suppose, once Congress figures out how and whether it wants to regulate domestically these companies, what do you suppose that's going to do to advertising and to how advertisers view these platforms? Facebook, Google, Snapchat, take your pick.
Ultimately, digital advertising is where it is regardless. Advertisers might start putting in more effort into advanced email campaigns and loyalty programs where they try and find data from their customers in slightly different avenues. But at the end of the day, there's no change. We're going to go forward with this as it is. That's where the money is. That's where the users are. Right. Advertisers will just adapt and continue as they have been.
Sandra Upson, senior editor at Wired, talking about Facebook and its advertisers and why everything's still going the way it's going. Sandra, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.